Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, I'm back with West Coast.
Now, honestly. One little hiccup.
Hiccup?
Rick, one little hiccup.
Now, West Coast for me, the mighty.
Well, they got done too, didn't they?
The mighty Eagles.
Oh, no, they won. They beat Freo, didn't they?
Only by about.
9 goals. Yeah, 10 goals.
Port Adelaide, there is a huge question mark. I mean, there's no point in jumping off the bandwagon one game. However, at the pointy end of the season, you have to play the better clubs. And I think Port, off the top of my head, Port's track record against Brisbane is, over the last few years, is pretty average, isn't it?
It ain't good. They were ordinary. They were very ordinary.
It was good to see Ken Hinckley make so many good moves, though, wasn't it?
Which ones?
Dear me.
They were shocking.
It's a good tactic having all those big tall forwards when it's raining, isn't it?
I know. But three premierships in 5 years is what we're going to win. So I'm looking forward to that.
I've worked out what they're doing, though.
What are they
doing?
Well,
since they're guaranteed to win three premierships in 5 years, they're losing a few games to try and get the odds a bit better so that they can make some extra money.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be backing them.
Well, the 1 week, as I've already said, does not make the season. But I have always said, and we could rewind umpteen shows,
yep,
there is no plan B. And there still is no plan
Charlie B. Dixon cannot take a mark.
Well, I've had a funny feeling I've been saying that for a while as well, haven't I?
Well.
And, I mean, you know, in the past we've said, oh, it's all about ball delivery and it's all about this or if you're as big as Charlie Dixon and still can't take a grab, then he's only on about $1 million a year,
yeah,
isn't he?
I know.
So anyway,
You're not getting any arguments out of me today, Rick. They were shocking.
You've jumped off the pool.
No. I'll be there again Saturday watching doubleheader. Doubleheader, SANFL.
How exciting's that?
Port, yeah, I know, you said that before. Port versus the Crows and then Port versus the Crows. I'll be there at 3 o'clock waiting to go.
Well, I'm interested in the AFL one, but where are Sturt playing? They're the Sandful side.
Who would know where they play?
Now, be careful.
Who would know where they're playing, Rick?
Anyway, so who are you going to pick in the AFL this week?
Okay, should we go through the results from last week quickly, Rick?
Really?
Richmond, this thing, I've got it all in front of me here.
Yeah.
Richmond beat the Bulldogs, which was...
an upset, I think. Well, no, it wasn't, to be
Probably
honest.
Probably wasn't.
With hindsight... Yeah. The Bulldog bubble, I hate that phrase,
it has to burst. Yeah.
But they came up against a real side.
Yep.
And the scary
thing, the great man.
Well, it's not just the great man. It's about four of the rest of them.
Yeah, there is. Yep.
And they, if you look at them, you know, what have they won already? 3 out of 4 premierships or something.
Yep.
And
But
they always lose a few games and they're just always firing at the pointy end. And when you think of those good players coming back. Anyway, so Bulldogs will find out how they bounce back.
I tipped the Bulldogs, but that wasn't it. Collingwood lost again to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I mean, you just wonder really how much longer.
Mm. Oh, they could win this week, though. They've got a North Melbourne this week, so.
Well, if they don't win this week, Buckley ought to write his own resignation letter, I think.
Adelaide lost to the GWS Giants quite easily.
Not the Crows.
They got flogged. St Kilda beat Hawthorn by 10 goals.
That surprised me. The margin, at least.
Oh, and this one disappoint. Brisbane defeated Port Adelaide.
They didn't, did they?
Yeah,
Just.
Sydney, they beat Geelong by a couple points. That's the one I got wrong in my footy. I got wrong in the footy tips. North Melbourne lost to Melbourne.
Surprise, surprise. Yep.
Melbourne, the only undefeated side now, Rick.
They are.
Essendon lost to Carlton.
That was a little bit of a surprise, yes.
And obviously, West Coast beat Freo quite easy by 9 goals or 10 goals.
Right, now, you've done very well in reading those. Now, tell us who's going to win this week.
Richmond are going to beat Geelong tonight.
I believe you are correct.
GWS to beat Essendon comfortably.
I think correct.
Gold Coast, this is the one. Gold Coast versus St Kilda, Rick. I've gone the Gold Coast at home.
Well, I'm going to go Gold Coast, but with no confidence.
Okay. North Melbourne, this is the This is a match of the round. North Melbourne versus Collingwood.
Well, I mean, if you're trying to judge it on...
Who cares?
Well, that's right. I mean, if you're going to try and judge it on inverted commas form, then you've got to go for Collingwood.
Yeah, I am.
On the other hand, North Melbourne, you'd think, have got to win a game sooner or later. And if they can win one, it'd be nice if they beat Collingwood. Anyway, I'll go for Collingwood.
I'm going Collingwood as well. Melbourne, Sydney?
Well, that's a good game.
Probably a danger game too, but it's in Melbourne, so...
Yeah, I'll go for Melbourne, but I wouldn't be surprised if Sydney got up.
We're all the same at the moment.
Unfortunately.
Port and Adelaide.
Port by plenty.
Yep. Hawks versus West Coast in Melbourne.
West Coast by plenty.
West Coast got to wear masks, don't they?
They're fine. It wouldn't matter if they had to have two legs tied behind.
We got Western Bulldogs versus Carlton. That's probably a good game too, but Western Bulldogs, I would think.
I would think so.
And Frio versus Brisbane.
Now, that's a good game because it's in Perth.
It's gone to Brisbane because of the COVID.
I was going to go for Brisbane anyway, yeah, but so Brisbane will win.
Yeah, yep. And they'll win by more because it's in Brisbane.
Correct.
Rick, what I know you had a bit of a go at me before. I told you about this just before we went on air. Saw a guy last night playing in the Geelong reserves we've all forgotten about. Probably still getting paid by the Crows, I think. I think he had a... still three-year deal or something at the Crows. I think they're still paying. 7.5 goals last night. Can you guess who it is?
I have no idea who
we talked to you roughly before, but I don't know whether I told you. Josh Jenkins. There's a name from the past.
I've never heard of him, is he? How?
7.5 goals last night against the Northern Bullants.
Phil, sorry, I really apologise. I'm going to ring up and then take you out one night so you can get a life. What are you watching? The VFL Reserve.
Yes, the Reserve comp.
Have you got nothing better to do?
Just trying to get a better understanding of this football, the game of football.
Josh Jenkins.
Josh Jenkins.
Who did he play for?
The Crows. Big fella at the Crows. On a squillion dollars at the Crows and now he's playing reserves. They love him over there. Evidently working with the kids really well, like the young lads in the team and, you know, quite happy to be... They interviewed him after the game, quite happy to be playing there. And I don't think he's got any options with Hawkins and Cameron and all those guys.
Anyway, there you go.
But that's enough of that. We'll get on to the local footy.
Next Thursday night, I'll take you out. We'll go to have some dinner and a movie or something. So
you just cooked me breakfast. So I can't just keep...
VFL Reserve.
Yeah. Yep. Cracker game. So last week, Rick, Angaston and Tanunda. Whoa. Upset of the round.
Boy, oh boy.
Tanunda injuries. Big injuries.
Who?
Calhoun, Earl, Tremberth. McFarlane got injured during the game.
What are they all?
None of those played. The three didn't play. McFarlane played but got injured in the game. So that's four huge outs.
But Calhoun played, didn't he?
No. I'm pretty sure he didn't play. If he did, he got injured during the game because I saw him on the sidelines.
Well, they still had some of the game. They still had three West-offs, didn't they?
But one had three guys on him, evidently, or two or three guys on him all day, and that was Justin.
Well, that meant
hardly got a touch. Apparently,
that meant that the other
guys
were free.
I suggested that at the person I was talking to during the week. I suggested there's probably two free guys.
Yeah.
That what were they doing?
Couldn't they find them?
Yeah. So anyway, he hardly got a touch, apparently, Justin.
Well,
didn't get a goal,
it really
best
is interesting. You know, the comp pre-season favourites. It doesn't matter what competition. You're only as good as your depth.
Yep.
You know, injuries, okay, injuries are injuries, but that's the second time they've been beaten for the side that was going to go through writing their own ticket.
Yes. Tend to agree with you there, Rick.
So it's interesting. We really don't know where they lie at the moment, do we?
Bit inconsistent, yes. I think, at the moment. Yeah. But anyway, they got Newry this week, so that'll be probably a good test for them. Newry?
Well, if you've got all those injuries, it would. I mean, Newry have made me eat humble pie because I haven't really rated them, but they've won. They're a bit quite achieving, really. So I'll still go for Tanunda, but I wouldn't be surprised if Newry get up.
We'll do that in a minute. I'll just go through the rest of the last week's results. Barossa and Williston was at Barossa. Williston won that. Kapunda, this is a game you covered, wasn't it, Rick?
I did indeed.
Kapunda versus Central. I picked Central. You picked Kapunda, Rick.
Well,
we got that right.
It was a very, very high standard, quality game of football played in. I thought I'd gone up there to watch cricket, actually. It was 29 degrees. If they'd had whites on, they could have won the toss and batted first, Kapunda. But it was a great afternoon. Now, I won't... It was a game where Kapunda were 20-odd points down just before half-time. All of a sudden, Wyatt Ryan moved out of centre-half forward.
Oh, that's your love child, isn't it? You love this lad, don't
you? I tell you what, he's a big unit and he can play.
And he's young too, isn't he?
Very young. Moved into the ruck. And Fraser Evans just had brought his own footy. He was absolutely amazing, both in controlling the defence and creating and running past and receiving balls from people supposedly going to take kicks for goal and kicking a couple himself. They went from 20 points down to winning by 13, and it was really more than that because Gawler Central got their only goal or their last goal after the final siren.
So, Molyneux no good?
Or, oh, yeah, he got touches, but yeah. Don't write Kapunda off. Don't you worry about that.
I know you keep saying that, Rick, and I keep writing him off. I don't know even whether I picked them this week, have I?
Slowly.
Oh, they've got a bye this week.
They'll probably win that.
I'll tip them this week. Last game of the round was the match of the round, Rick. South versus Feeling, 34 goals to 1.
Whoa, yeah.
34 to 1,
but I read a story in the paper this week where that doesn't come close to the record margin way back in, you know, when...
Jesus is playing centre-half back for Jerusalem.
Correct. Now, I can't remember. Now, I've got a feeling I shouldn't mention this, the two sides, but one is no longer in the Brosser and Light League, and it was like 54 goals to 1.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, was it? Who was it?
Hamley Bridge, I think it might be right, yeah.
There you go. Okay, so that's... but that's pretty sad to see. There's a lot of one-sided games throughout the state, Rick. I look it up on a Saturday night on the computer, and I think you'd read...
Well, it's interesting that you've brought up the topic, because it worries me. I went through the two pages of country results in the Sunday Mail,
yep,
and I was blown away by the number... huge number of vastly one-sided contests in all leagues.
Yep.
And the other thing that I also was saddened by was the number of amalgamated sides, you know, like...
Port Elliot.
Yes.
And now, they're still doing no good.
That's exactly. But what it does mean is that these joining together means that there's less people playing country football.
Yeah.
And then, even then, you're getting one-sided results.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd love to say to our listeners that country football is in strong areas, but I'm not sure if you look at those overall results that it is.
I tend to agree with you, Rick. Because, I mean, look at Hamley Bridge. I think they've won a game this year. It's the first one for about 3 years or something.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, and Port Elliot and Gawler and even Victor Harbour, town like Victor Harbour, they're getting flogged.
And you look at we won't specialise in it, but I mean, you look at that Port Elliot Gawler side, they've got half of the Barossa Valley names playing for them, and they're still getting smashed.
Yeah, Todd Miles coaching.
Yes.
Took Sammy Dunn, the big ruckman from Tanunda down there, and they've got a few down there.
It's a worry, I think.
It is. Yeah. I'm not sure where it's going to end, but anyway, we got this week's matches: Freeling versus Barossa. That'd be the match of the round, Rick.
Oh, look, honestly,
Freeling could be a home ground advantage. No, I'm going Barossa.
I'm going to go for Freeling.
I'm going Barossa.
No, I think Freeling with their big men. They only need a couple of them. I think with Dutch, assuming Dutchke and Koshel and so forth.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked at the sides on that.
But the big challenge there will be either of the sides score the way they've been travelling.
Like a soccer game.
Yeah.
Nil all.
Yeah.
Anguston versus Willesden won't be a bad game. It's at Anguston, playing their home games at the moment.
Well, we just talked about Tanunda being up and down. Willesden are a bit the same. Yep. They've beaten some goodies and
they even struggled a bit against Barossa. I watched two quarters of that game on the YouTube thing. Yeah.
Is that another game? Is that another night that I've got to take
I'm just
you out
a footy fanatic.
I don't quite know where Willesden are, but Anguston keep making me look very silly because I keep saying they're not as good as they are. They've just beaten Tanunda. They've beaten. I'd say Anguston will win comfortably.
Yep, same with me. Now, I don't know who's playing at Tanunda, but Tanunda versus Newry, it's the old rivals up at. It's actually Tanunda, I think they're playing.
Well, I'll go Tanunda.
Tanunda for me. And Gawler Central versus South, a derby or derby or
that has
showdown?
That has to be the game of the round as far as I'm concerned. The story I've been told from a good friend of mine is that South are a very speedy but light-weighted side, meaning that they're not full of big, strong, big men.
Yep.
I thought that Kapunda looked quicker than Gawler Central last week, and that's a interesting thing to say about last year's premiers. And so it's a bit of a contest. I'm going to go for South, though.
I'm going South as well, Rick. I think we've tipped the same this week there, and our AFL's the same as we speak.
Unbelievable.
We're running out of time, but have we got a joke, Rick?
We have. We have indeed. Now, it was Dad's turn to take their young son out for the afternoon.
Yep.
When they got back, Mum said to her son, "How was it? Did you really enjoy going to the zoo?" "Oh, Mum, it was fantastic, and Dad liked it too. And Mum, he got really excited when one of the animals came racing home at 25-1.
Oh, I took him to the races. No, that's very good. I wonder what other kinds of animals were there.
Anyway, for a record time, we've actually gone in just on 17 minutes, so that's good. So until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.